Good morning on Monday, January 30th. Let's talk about some college basketball. I guess we should recap. Yesterday we had our last podcast was player props in the NFL. 11 picks and 7 of them were winners. 7 of 11. 7 of 11 were winners. So that was nice. We started out with 7 of 8 and then lost the last 3 with Pacheco's carries and yards. And also expected Mahomes to go under his yards, and that certainly didn't happen. It wasn't ridiculously bad, but it wasn't close, let's put it that way. But 7-4 is pretty good. And then we had a previous podcast several days ago on the NFL games, and we had the Cincinnati game. We'll call it Cincinnati game because we're taking Cincinnati plus 7.5 and adjusted under for a same game parlay. That came in. Either way, that was a good winner. But we'd also like Cincinnati to win the game. That did not come in, so that was basically a push there. It'd been nice if Cincinnati would have not smacked Patrick Mahomes out of bounds, giving him a field goal. It doesn't mean that they would have won. It would have gone to overtime, and anything could happen. You'd probably have to favor Kansas City at home with Mahomes. So maybe it didn't matter anyway. And then we did like the 49ers in a same-game parlay, also the same way as the Bengals taking 7.5 points and then taking an under. And the adjusted under won, and obviously San Francisco didn't come close. Who knows if Purdy hadn't been injured, if we would have done something there. But factoring in all the props, if you bet any reasonable amount on them anyway, you came out all right with that. Okay, so let's talk about college basketball. We're going to go with one of the late games. And, of course, there's a reason for that. Some more people have a chance to listen rather than having an early game, and didn't do you much good if you tried to tune in. So it's Iowa State at Texas Tech. The only thing, and I do mean the only thing, that would give pause in this game would be that Texas Tech is at home. So the cat's out of the bag. I'm going with Iowa State minus one. The minus one is starting to fade away, so if you're a late listener to this, you might not get minus one. You might be 1.5. Currently, Points Bet, Caesars, Win Bet, and then there's a handful of more obscure books that are still at minus one. But some of the bigger ones, DraftKings, MGM, FanDuel, Rivers, they're all 1.5 now. And of course, the line could go the other way as well. There are some instances where you would take the Texas Tech team, and I said the main one would be because they're at home. If you want to look at the head-to-head matchup, then we certainly don't want to go with Texas Tech because Iowa State crushed them 84-50. It was in Ames, Cyclone territory, but 34 points is not a difference of a home and away spread. Certainly there's going to be some revenge involved here. Anytime you get these foes, conference foes, battling each other, they'll remember what happened in the previous game. They'll remember that they got their clocks handed to them. 34 points, but Iowa State's favored by only one. They don't have to win by 30 points. They don't have to win by 2 points. They have to win by one. Well, two to win. We just don't want to lose, right? So that's one. All right, so this is not necessarily a blowout. I do want to say that. I don't have this to be a large spread. I've got this as Iowa State 68 and Texas Tech 65. That does factor in home and away. So you're looking at a 3-point cushion, and we need to win by one. That's not much. A lot of times I would pass on that game. Actually, much more than 50% of the time I would pass on that game. But, and this is where it's interesting, this is where the gamesmanship comes in. There's no comparison when you look at these teams. If you put them head-to-head with common opponents, there is 7 times. Well, one of those is the head-to-head matchup. So we'll call that like a 31-point head-to-head matchup victory because of the home and away. But there's 6 other games where they played the exact same opponent, and Iowa State won 6 out of 6 of those comparisons. 8 points better, 7 points, 7 points, 8 points, 14 points, 22 points. So 6 out of 6 other common opponents, and then 7 out of 7, including head-to-head. that definitely leans very heavily towards this because they're just outplaying Texas Tech against Big 12 competition, flat out outplaying them. Here are the numbers I gave you, 68-65. That factors in a lot of things, a non-conference scoring versus defense on both sides, etc. If you just look at a blank slate, this is what and you know, you hear the computer dit in the background, this is what it would come out as. Iowa State by 3. And according to my numbers, everyone's computer, quote unquote, is different. There are scenarios here where I can see Iowa State winning by, what's the highest one? 9. Highest victory margin for Iowa State is 9. There is one scenario with Texas Tech winning by 5. So it's not a slam dunk. It's not a slam dunk at all. But again, the average of everything together, 68-65. And I'm putting additional weight because there's such a clear-cut advantage, as I said, on the common opponent. You don't typically get one that clear. I'm going to use the word unusual. It's unusual for it to be that clear when the teams aren't extremely far apart. Now, it's important to note, of course, that Texas Tech's had been on, it's still on, a Big 12 losing streak of 8 games. It took them going outside of the conference to the SEC and playing LSU, which is not a good program, and winning there. So they're on an 8-game Big 12 losing streak. So, of course, the head-to-head, the common opponent comparison is going to favor Iowa State on that. No question about it. And there is something to be said, too, regardless of what conference you're playing in, when you end a losing streak, sometimes you can pop off a couple wins in a row there. So that's another factor. Again, if you want to look at systematic type things, maybe you could stretch it, call it fundamental type things. But it's really more of a systematic type situation where you might look at Texas Tech because they're coming off a streak. Now they might have some confidence back. And they're all young. So once these young guys get some confidence and they're at home, things can happen. So this is by no means a slam dunk. It's only a one-unit play, which is the standard play. It's not smaller as a half unit, and we haven't pumped it up to 1.5 or 2. So standard play, but I do like it quite a bit, again, because of those common opponents. I just think Iowa State outclasses this situation, and quite frankly, the programs. Iowa State's a classy program in Texas Tech. Currently, nothing against the Red Raider alumni, not a classy basketball program right now. But they're not the ones on the court. Well, actually, the management and the coaching is a little bit involved here. But the players of Iowa State should take this one. Take Iowa State -1, or at least consider it. I think you'll be happy in the end. And check out all the other plays over at Patreon. You know the name, same as the podcast. Good luck.